those are the first two lines of the poems. It takes probably a few lectures to go through the line, but it shows to us that when we sing, the Sufi songs are not meant for the tunes. They are not meant for the rhythm. They are not meant for entertainment. They are meant for the connotations, for the meanings of the words. This is why it is very difficult for people who do not speak the language to be affected by the song. They get moved by the rhythm. It's a good step. It's a good start. The same also for lay people who do not understand the connotations of the words. Though they understand the language, Arabs, for example, we sing some Arabic songs, they are unaware of the meanings. But you get them to move by the rhythm, sometimes by the beautiful voice of the singer, and so on. So they be attracted by the outward forms. But later on, we should get inside the core of the song. All the songs are used in Sufi gatherings to lead to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They are not meant for themselves. We may mean them as entertainment for kids. We may make them sort of ways to attract beginners. But they are not the goal. So we don't spend 2 hours singing just for the sake of singing. This is why the Sufis, especially the Moroccans, are excellent at this. Their songs, the songs they use are books of seerah, books of ma'rifah. If you go, for example, to Al-Burda is used in Morocco, in Africa, North Africa. They sing it, it takes 3 hours. But it's a book, it's a booklet on seerah, the life of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and his character. So by going through it, you're attaching yourself to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, having these meanings growing in your heart. The same also, if you take, for example, Diwan al-Buzidi, Diwan Sidi Harraq, Diwan al-Shushtari, Diwan ibn al-Farid, the collections of poetry of the greatest Sufi poets, you'll find that their songs are used usually in Sufi gatherings, but every poem is like a madrasa, is a school of ma'rifah. Different from the modern types of thinking, 2 lines, 3 lines, and that's it, and people just are attached to the tunes and to the voices. This is why it's important when we go through these poems that we understand what is behind, because it is suluk. Singing in tasawwuf, in our tariqah, is suluk in itself. And you should reach a point, you won't be a arif, you won't be a perfect traveler to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, till you reach a point where you're affected by the meaning, not by the voice, not by the face of the singer, not by the fame of the singer, not by the rhythm of the poem. You're affected by the meaning itself. You hear a line of poetry, whoever recites this line of poetry, why do you think we sing? This time I made the songs in the beginning, usually I make the songs at the end to allow people to run away, because I'm not a singer, my voice is not beautiful. So people may run away if they don't want to listen. But today I forced you to listen to my singing. Anyway, just to comment on the poem. So we should not be attached to the form. You would be a perfect murid when the meaning of the line shakes you, opens your heart, opens your mind. This needs a high level of readability, quick-wittedness, to pick up on what is said in front of you. Sometimes the song may be sung for the first time. But unfortunately, people listen to some songs hundreds of times and they never bother to look at the meanings and what is behind the words. So we go back, inshallah, to sing the same poem again. Maybe some other times we comment on other lines. Hopefully we get together.